Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, hello again. I am Felicity Walters, a retired vicar living in Dublin and usually to be found in congregation on St. Oswald's Coat Hill on Sunday morning. But as I said, I've got 3 weeks around here. So, in retirement, I've taken up the role of advocacy rep for Gloucester Parliamentary Constituency for Open Doors, an agency which supports Christians under persecution worldwide. You should each of you through a booklet on the way, which I send away with you. This means that I am Open Doors' designated contact with our MP, Alex McIntyre, on issues of freedom of religion and belief, which is a new UN policy. There are all sorts of reasons that Christians come out of persecution. If you're in a country like North Korea, which is communist, there's no freedom of anything, and a leader has to be treated like a god. If you are in a country like India, and this has got worse than our set of concern, the rise of Indian nationalism, that means if you're not Hindu, not a proper Christian, can mean that Christians get persecuted at the community level. And in many Muslim countries, if you become a Christian, whether or not it's against the law, it's against the law on a lot of places. But even if it isn't, you have to put shame on your family for changing the family tradition. And if you're in Central America, then it is possible that you, particularly the church leader, may come under persecution because you have spoken out against the corruption that is around, particularly the drug trade and the drug cartels. There are all sorts of different reasons. And now we're going to watch the 4 minute video.
There are countries in this world where people want to make being a Christian impossible. They pass laws and close conversion episode. Previously, on Saul, he became Paul,
guiding light, voice of Jesus from heaven, being led by hand, blind, to lodgings in Damascus, 3 days from the fast, ending with a very scared Ananias, coming to pray with him, and Saul becoming holy, regaining his sight, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and getting baptized. Wow! Paul was completely changed then, and lived out of the baptism, which we all need to do. He started to proclaim Jesus, and not surprisingly, the Christians were a bit distrustful. But he really changed some of them in his trip in Paul's ministry. So, how does Paul's story relate to the Christian church today? Paul's story is a story of hope, of the possibility of transformation, even for the worst persecutors of Christians. Jesus tells us to love our enemies and pray for our persecutors. We need to desire God's best for them. In today's world, there are stories of people who, like Saul, were honestly seeking God, but were completely wrong. He met Jesus through dreams and responded to his call. Let's pray for more of that. Christians may be called to suffer, but we, as their family, can come alongside them and pray for them. This is family, it's not these people in a foreign country from where we can't relate to. This is family. And Matthew's Gospel, which comes to great words, Matthew's Gospel today reminds us that such suffering as is experienced by our brothers and sisters will be rewarded in the light.